Good morning. It is Friday, September the 20th, in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. We'll be wrapping up our New Room week today at noon, finishing strong. Let's be praying for this gathering. It's been tremendous, and I have appreciated so much, so many of you joining us on these evenings in the live stream. Thank you for that. Well, let's jump in today. It's Friday. And, you know, I often say, if you want to win the day, you got to win the morning. And if you want to win the morning, you got to start with consecration. So wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead. And Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, I Will Harden Pharaoh's Heart on Sovereignty, Freedom, and the Will of God. Our text is Exodus chapter 7, verses 1 through 7. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then the Lord said to Moses, See, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron will be your prophet. You are to say everything I command you, and your brother Aaron is to tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites go out of his country. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart. And though I multiply my signs and wonders in Egypt, he will not listen to you. Then I will lay my hand on Egypt, and with mighty acts of judgment, I will bring out my divisions, my people, the Israelites. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring the Israelites out of it. Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord commanded them. Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83, when they spoke to Pharaoh. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. We come today to what we might call a sticky wicket, or a conundrum, or at the very least a quandary. I can't explain it, hence I want to avoid it. But it must be dealt with. It comes in verse 3 as follows, But I will harden Pharaoh's heart. How is it fair if God punishes Pharaoh for something God does to Pharaoh? In other words, how is Pharaoh responsible for a condition God brought upon him? I can't explain it. I will point out the following, though. 10 times we see this reference to God hardening Pharaoh's heart. You can see all the citations in the email today. Here's the interesting part. 10 times we see references to Pharaoh hardening his own heart. Again, the references are listed. Can we call it a tie? Does God predestine every outcome to the nth detail, or does God allow human beings the free will and agency to make their own choices? Just like this tie, the debate between predestination and free will is utterly unresolvable. Depending on which side people take, they can marshal the evidence either way. Though I believe the predestinarians come up short, as a lawyer, I will grant they can make a straight-faced case before the judge. I am not a predestinarian. I believe God gives people free will and holds them responsible for their choices. Having debated it exhaustively and exhaustingly, I am also thoroughly uninterested in debating the unresolvable issue any further. I have had too many near-death experiences on that hill too many times to do it again. In the present case, I look to Pharaoh's very first response to the word of God. Exodus 5:2. Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." Pharaoh shows us a hard heart from the start. To say that God allows a person to harden their heart to the point of thwarting his word and will does not mean that God hardened their heart. It means God allows people to go their own way and, in the end, to suffer the consequences. When hard-hearted people go their own way, it creates enormous hardship and suffering for many others. To agree that God willed Pharaoh's hardened heart seems necessarily to agree that God also willed all of the consequent destruction and losses to many people who were not themselves culpable. To attribute responsibility to Pharaoh for his own hard-heartedness means he is also responsible for the far-reaching consequences his ill will wrought on the nation. It seems more just, doesn't it? Bottom line, to say God hardened Pharaoh's heart, in my judgment, means God allowed Pharaoh to harden his own heart. Said another way, God gave Pharaoh over to the hardness of his own heart. Pharaoh was given at least 10 chances to reverse course, to repent, and relent from his rebellion. I see the same general principle operative in Romans chapter 1, verses 24 and 25, which says, "Therefore God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen." One final exhibit. After all the extraordinary deliverance and advantage he would give the Israelites, God would allow his own people to harden their hearts against him. Psalm 95, 7 through 10 recounts the story for the future generations to come, especially ours. Hear the word from Psalm 95. "Today, if only you would hear his voice. Do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massah in the wilderness where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, 'They are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways.'" He wants our hearts, friends, our soft, pliable, clay-like hearts in his hands, where he can mold them by the power of the Word and the Spirit into vessels of his liking, for his purposes, for our good and his glory. Flash forward to the now fulfilled prophecy of Ezekiel and marvel at the fusion of God's sovereignty and human freedom in their glorious interplay in fulfilling the word of God. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. That's Ezekiel 36, 26, and 27. Let's pray for deliverance now. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. Thank you for decreeing Exodus over me, over my family, over this whole world. I receive it. And as you decree it, I declare it. I receive your deliverance from any hardness of heart in me. Break through the outer hardness and heal the inner hardness and restore the fullness of your image in me. I trust you, yet I want to trust you more. Teach me to hear your voice, even your whisper. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. Amen. And for our journal prompts today, how do you relate to this reflection on the issue of God hardening Pharaoh's heart and Pharaoh hardening his own heart? But before you answer that question, what is the state of your heart? Be honest. Journal it out a little bit today. We're going to sing today. We're going to sing a hymn that's in our hymnal that we've not sung. It's an African-American spiritual. It's a classic called Go Down, Moses. It's number 403, if you want to mark that page. Go Down, Moses, number 403. We'll sing it in just a minute. This is a thinker today. It's a thinker post for Friday. I think we just, probably all of us, ultimately, as it comes to this matter of the sovereignty of God and the free will of human beings, we all will lean one way or the other on that, but I think we all need a good dose of tentativeness, a good dose of humility to say, you know, we see dimly now as in a glass, but then we shall see face to face, and we don't need to get up in arms and debate and argue over this. It's not resolvable. The thing I think that's most important is that we invite the Holy Spirit to turn on the searchlight on our own hearts and make ourselves open for the gentle, merciful, truthful searching of God. I mean, that's the crazy thing about hardness of heart is you don't know it if you have it. It's kind of like, you know, you've got your arteries are clogged up, and gosh, you don't typically know that until you have a heart attack or something, or maybe there's a merciful intervention and you're able to get a test and then you find out. And you know, the heart attack is the judgment, not the judgment of God, but the judgment of your body. The grace of God is willing to give us a merciful intervention to say, wake up. Ask yourself the harder questions. Ask someone else, do I have a hard heart? Do you experience me as being hard-hearted? Just have the courage. That's what a band is for, to be able to probe out those kinds of things with a few trusted friends. Anyway, the grace and the mercy of God is that He will put a new heart in us and cause for our hearts, as He said, to follow His decrees and to be careful to keep His laws. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees. I will give you a new heart. I mean, you know that old song, create in me a clean heart from Psalm 51. That's what David said. And renew a right spirit within me. That's what I'm praying for today. A clean heart. A right spirit. So any hardness of heart, Lord, we just give you the permission to ferret out and show us, and then give us the merciful grace to repent from it. To say, change my heart, O God, make it ever new. This is kind of the core, right? This is the heart of the matter. This is where deliverance needs to get down to. Let's sing this kind of the spiritual, this African-American spiritual together today. 403. When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand, let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. Thus saith the Lord, bold Moses said, let my people go. If not, I'll smite your firstborn dead. Let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. No more shall they in bondage toil. Let my people go. Let them come out with Egypt's spoil. Let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. Amen. I went on to YouTube and heard a fantastic Louis Armstrong rendition of that great spiritual. I'm sure I didn't do it justice, but thanks for bearing with me and singing it with me. We've just got a treasure trove of psalms and hymns and spiritual songs down through the ages. That's what I love about this hymnal. And it's any hymnal is incomplete, but we worked hard for this one to capture some of the breadth and the depth of the great tradition of the Church of Jesus. Well, it's Friday, and we'll be making our way back to Gillette later today. And again, thanks for praying for us this week. Lots of deliverance was affected. Trust me in that. Let's keep praying it forward. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the wake-up call. And today, though, we'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to the wake-up call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.